You know, I'm just a working class male trying to make it.
Meet Brian Sloan. He's one of the almost 600,000 Wisconsin residents who live in a household with an income less than $20,000. He's standing outside the Hospitality House, one of several walk-in referral centers for Madison's homeless and underemployed.
My wage right now, I'm looking at about $6.25 an hour. On top of that, I pay child support every month as well. So $300 off the top every month coming out of that. So that makes it real difficult. I've been choosing not to stay in a hotel or other means until I get my place, so I've been staying at the men's shelter downtown.
After his divorce forced him to leave Seattle, Washington, Sloan came to Madison to start over. He stops at the hospitality center daily for a meal. There he picks up bus passes in order to make it back and forth to his part-time job at Madison Newspapers.
You know, most times it's 10-hour shifts, but there's a lot of heavy lifting, you know, putting the ink rolls on the rollers and prepping the machine work. My mainstay is that because I'm waiting on my input from Madison Metro. I've been on their waiting list for the last 3 months.
A few days after this interview, Sloan began training to be a Madison bus driver. The job will end 2 years of low pay and frequent stints at the shelter. He says the food and financial support at the hospitality house helped him get back on his feet, but others are still struggling to make it. In the back room at the hospitality house, about 15 men and women sit watching TV. They're waiting to use the computer to look for jobs. They're among the more than 150,000 people in Wisconsin holding on to the social safety net, trying not to fall through. Willie Johnson is one of them. He's having a hard time finding a full-time job because of past brushes with the law.
I did a lot of young, foolish things in my life. Now I'm 50 years old, and now it's coming back to haunt me. I know I'm not that 25 or 30-year-old man anymore. I know I'm not him. He's gone. He's dead.
Johnson has a temporary job at a local factory making about $9 an hour, but he rarely works 40 hours a week. He's trying to scrape together enough money to pay his share of the rent in an apartment he shares with two friends.
I know that I got to bring more to the table. If I don't bring more to the table, I'm going to be back out here at that shelter on West Wash, and I don't want to be there.
Johnson says going back to the shelter is better than ending up in jail, but he's worried that might happen. He's been unable to pay off fines for driving without a license.
I can't pay them, and you know, like, what I'm probably going to have to do is end up just sitting it out in jail. At least I got a place to sleep and eat, you know.
JFF, may I help you? I don't know of any way to get you gas money, like, right now.
Social worker Marilyn File helps her clients find the means to get to work at the Madison Office of Joining Forces for Families.
It's mostly hit or miss. The city of Madison is providing some funding right now for bus tickets for people who are trying to get to work, but it's on a limited basis. Sometimes if you're transitioning off of W-2, you can get some transportation help, but it's never enough. Before you get your first paycheck, it's really hard to get to work if you don't have money.
File says there's a frustrating catch-22 in the work she does. She pushes her clients to find work, and then when they do, they still can't earn enough money to make ends meet. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.